Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the gripping novel Showroom, the saga of a family, our car business, and the seven deadly sins by Sam Markley, is the poignant tale of one family's journey from success to disappointment as they share a passion for pleasing customers, building their business, and most importantly, loving each other. Sam is a former car dealer, former editor at NASA in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a former guest columnist at several newspapers, an accomplished athlete, former All-State American Legion baseball player, member of the Killingly High School Hall of Fame, and he's raised thousands of dollars for a number of local organizations. And he's the author of Showroom, the saga of a family, a car business, and the seven deadly sins, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Sam, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure and a nice job you've done with this book, Showroom, the saga of a family, a car business, and the seven deadly sins. I'll ask you about the title here in a second, but what was it about this story that you decided to tell this, and how much of this is sort of based on your experience as a car dealer?
It's 100% experience of mine in the car business. And I mentioned different people in the book that I did business with, and you'll see or hear later on when the website was put together, which was a while ago, and then the book went was more likely to sell locally. And the local car dealer that I've been in competition with, friendly competition for years,
yes,
10 miles away, immediately emailed me and said that he bought the book. And about an hour and a half later, he emailed me again. He said, I finished the book. I couldn't put it down. You did a great job. So that's what you get, I guess.
Well, yes, what a compliment. He didn't call and say, I've just talked to my attorney, so everything worked out that way. And the book is available now nationally, wherever books are sold. Showroom, the saga of a family, a car business, and the seven deadly sins. What was it about your story that you thought, I really want to share this? It's a great message you have in here. As I mentioned in the beginning, a gripping novel. What was it about your story that you wanted to tell?
I've always been a writer. Even when I was in grammar school, I wrote little things. And then, of course, working for NASA, I wrote a lot.
Yes.
Then from there, I went to the Department of Transportation. I wrote a book for newcomers and that to the Department of Transportation. So I enjoy writing, and I thought this story should be told because I felt, and most of my relatives felt, that things were not well in the family, executive room.
Yes.
Now, after my father died, my brother-in-law he was to the point where he was schmoozing my mother, taking her to the casino and doing all this kind of stuff, and saying, you know, if he sells the dealership, the whole family should, be okay with that, and I just don't like the man, never did, and he's passed on now, so I'm not going to say too many bad things about him. But I was to write my own side of things and how it was affecting our lives. My wife was with me 100% of the time, and had a lot of great people working for me, so it was it was a pleasure writing it, really.
What was it like in your life as you're living this, and you have this nice business that's built up? You've got, I'm sure, a client base, customers that are repeat customers. You see them for service. They come back in for a new car for themselves or a family member. What was it like to see this teetering when you know there were going to be problems? And it sounds like it was ripping the family apart. How difficult was that for you and your family to go through?
I was kind of a favorite of my mother's. So, I mean, my brother-in-law was trying to turn her against me, and then he just wasn't very successful. He did get a couple of my nieces and nephews that were interested in making money from this sale of the dealership if I sold it, you know. And but we got rid of them too, so we're all set, and everything's worked out all right.
Our guest on the program is Sam Markley. If you're Googling, that's M-A-R-K-L-E-Y. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, published by Gotham Books, Inc. You'll find information there as well. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, as I say, is available wherever books are sold, and the link on our website. How old were you when you wrote the book?
I was around 60 years old. I had lived in Boston since I graduated from college in 1968, my wife corrected me, 68, and I lived in Boston for a number of years. That's where I met my wife. She was a nurse at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, and we got along very well, and it got to the point where I came home one weekend, and my father asked to speak to me. He had just built a brand new building on Route 6, which is the main road from our town of Danielson to Hartford. And he had wanted me to see it. And I said, well, I'm going to see it with you. Sure, that'd be great, you know. And when I got there, he says, you know, this could be yours someday. And that kind of threw me off the track a little bit.
Yes.
Because you know, I was happy in Boston. And Danielson is a nice little town, but it's very quiet. Not a lot going on here. And but anyway, it all worked out, and I came to work with my father, and the people that worked for him, almost 100% were in favor of it, because my father was a very quiet man, and there was one gentleman that was the general manager, was a kind of a crook. He was doing, my father had to go to the hospital a few times because he had cancer, and this guy would take friends in the back of the building and fix their cars for free, and you know, charge the bill to Markley Motors. But other than that, everything turned out well. I still talk to most of the people that worked for me, and every now and then we'll get together and see each other. And it was a good time all the way around.
Yeah, share all of the good stories, I'm sure. Now, how long were you involved in the car dealership? How many years?
How many? Oh, I was here for 30, 35,
wow.
37. 37, she said.
Okay. Well, you saw a lot in the car business, ups and downs. The economy swings. There are different circumstances. Interest rates go up and down. That impacts your business. What was it like being a car dealer during the difficult times when you really had to put an effort into selling a car because the economic conditions were not real positive?
Yeah, well, we suffered through the Jimmy Carter years.
Oh yes, the malaise.
He just did a destructive way of doing things, and we actually had days at work in our building that the people that were driving by couldn't get in the driveway because they were all lined up to go to the gas station and pay more than they should have for gas.
Oh yes.
So it was a tough time, but once we got rid of him, we did pretty well. I was real happy to see Ronald Reagan come in, and. We've done pretty well. We've won a lot of trips. I think they're in the book. You can tell we've been to the Chevrolet would have trips every year for the top dealers.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, we went to Hawaii. We went to where else did we go? Where? Oh, France. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
France and England, yeah, that was a nice one.
So you stay on Chevy's good side, and you get maybe a chance for some trips. This is all outlaid in Sam's book, by the way. Showroom, the Saga of a Family, a Car Business, and the Seven Deadly Sins. Book available wherever books are sold, published by GothamBooksInc.com. Our guest is Sam Markley, M-A-R-K-L-E-Y, and his links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to the title, A Family, I Get, A Car Business, Seven Deadly Sins. How does that enter into your story?
Well, it was something that just happened in the course of, we were both Catholics, my wife and I, we would go to church every Sunday, and that the sermon that week was about the seven deadly sins. And I looked at it, and I looked at her, and I wrote it down. And I said, you know, we've got a couple of these in operation here with my brother-in-law. You know, the greed and the avarice and all the other things. And
yeah, yes.
I made quite a few negative comments about him in the book, so probably could get that from it. But that's where that title came from. Because that basically cost me a future in the car business, because once it was sold, it was sold, you know, and which was fine, you know. We had a good run, and we did well afterwards too, you know. So I have two sons, one Joey, who is now he's 40 now, isn't he, Cass? 40.
Yeah, they grow up 47. Quickly. You got to keep track of them. They grow up quickly.
47. He's a big executive with Workday. So he's doing really, really well.
Oh, great.
And they're all good athletes. I coached all the teams they played on in Little League, and football and basketball and stuff like that. And we all got along well. We had a good family life, a lot of good friends, and we were glad we were here the whole time.
Well, it sounds like it. It's a remarkable story. Seven Deadly Sins, part of the title, Showroom, the saga of a family, a car business, and the seven deadly sins. Our guest is Sam Markley, the author of the book. Your memories are very touching there, your father's death and how that impacted everyone in the family and your future there. Talk about that. It was a very obviously difficult time for you to get through this.
Right. Well, he had been sick for a couple of years. He'd come in the morning, and then he'd go across the street to his restaurant that he liked to go to for breakfast. And he'd stick around for about an hour, and then he'd go home and work in his garden. And so basically I was running the dealership the whole time that he was sick. But when the sickness got worse and he had to go to the hospital, he was in his 70s then. Which I'm in my 70s now, by the way, but he was in his 70s then, and it went worse for us, and we had five kids in the family, and my mother, of course, and they each took a turn to go up and see him because they knew he didn't have much time left in his life, and I was going to be the last one to go because I was the youngest boy in the family, youngest child. And I went up there, and he had already just passed on as I walked in the door. And it was my fault that I hadn't got there early enough. And I was watching a Red Sox game. I didn't want to miss it, you know. And, anyway, he died at 5:35 in the afternoon. And that evening, all my relatives got together at my mother's and father's house to talk about him, and each took a little turn talking about him and that kind of stuff. And again, because I was the youngest, I was going to be the last one to say things. So, and I had some good things to say too. But I looked over at his chair in the living room, and nobody dared sit in it because they didn't want to do that. So he was sitting there with one of those reclining rocking chairs. And as they told me, okay, Sam, it's your turn, I looked over to the chair, and the rocking chair opened up. I looked at the clock on the wall. It was 5:35.
Oh, wow.
So you know you're in the right place doing the right things when things like that happen. And,
boy, that's an it's an eye-opener, isn't it? I mean, it really almost takes your breath away, I would think, if you were experiencing that.
Yeah, it was. I still, to this day, when 5:35 comes up on the clock, I'm looking to see what I'm doing, making sure I'm still alive. You know, but it was quite a day.
And, well, you know,
lots of people came to the funeral because he was very popular, and the Markley family has contributed a great deal of money to different causes. I ran the St. James Golf Tournament for 18 years. The last year we made $500,000.
Wow.
So So they've got that. And I was president of the Chamber of Commerce. And we raised a lot of money for the ambulance fund. We had a Corvette raffle when business was really bad there in the Jimmy Carter years.
Yes.
I put together a Corvette raffle, which was, I guess the tickets were like $100 a piece. And amazing amount of people wanted a chance to win a $40,000 Corvette for $100.
Oh, yes.
So we had a big day. We invited the cheerleading squad from the high school, which they showed up. We invited the Miss Connecticut, who came. It was a really, really big day, and we made a lot of money for a lot of people out of that. So
you have so many great stories and memories from the days with the car dealership. How difficult was that to make the decision to sell the car dealership? That's so much of your life there, your family's life there. How difficult was that decision to sell?
It was difficult. It was during a downtime in the market. And, you know, my kids are both out of school, man. And I looked at my wife one day, and she looked at me, and she says, why don't we do something else? So that's what we did. We've been doing this and that over, you know, writing books. And I wrote for magazines. And she was a nurse. She was a damn good nurse at Wellesley in Boston, and then they went on to what was the other one? St. Elizabeth Hospital. She started there. That's where the Patriots, by the way, $7 injured players.
Oh, okay.
And so she worked in the emergency room there, and so when we got married, we moved back to Connecticut, and my father had connections with the guy that the gentleman who ran the was in charge of the hospital. So he contacted him, and Kathy got a job there. And she did a heck of a job for a number of years.
What a remarkable life that both of you have lived. And we feel like we know you when we read the book. It's Sam Cassidy, but we feel like we know Sam when you read the book. Sean Cassidy is who... That's, I guess, Sam in the book. So when you're reading that, you can follow. And that's pretty much what Sam went through during his years with the car dealership and the ups and downs. The book is Showroom, The Saga of a Family, a Car Business, and the Seven Deadly Sins. Sam Markley, the author, is our guest on the program.
Yeah.
A few minutes left. Is what do you hope? Go ahead.
One thing. I was Sean Cassidy in the book, not Sam Cassidy.
You know, after I said that, I'm thinking, I think I might have said Sam rather than Sean. It's Sean Cassidy in the book. It's Sam Markley in real life.
Right.
Just
right.
So you'll get the confusion. You'll still enjoy right. The book, but it's not really the character. So that's Sam Markley and Sean Cassidy. Looking back on your experiences and writing the book and sharing your stories, how has that made you feel? How emotional is this for you to tell the story, to look back and to share it with others? And what do you hope the takeaway is? You have so many great messages in the book.
Well, I took a lot of inner pride in my side. I didn't go out and say I'm prideful, but I just said that I had written a book.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't write books. And matter of fact, I'm looking at them on my desk right now. I got 3 copies of Showroom on the book with on the desk with me. The last 2 of them were the old version, and the other one is a new version that was just sent from Amazon. And I worked with a company from Utah, Kath, or Wyoming, as a book publishing company out there, and somehow they got my name. I didn't contact them. They contacted me, and I thought that was kind of unusual. But they wanted to be interested in writing a book for them. I said, okay, you do that. So that's how it started. I've written another one from a different publishing company called The House Shaken. And that was more about the family than my business. You know, my father was a hell of an athlete, smartest man I ever met in my life. So full of knowledge and everything, but the one thing he couldn't do was stop drinking. And he had a problem with that. And that I think more than anything caused his death. But he was something. He'd sit at the dinner table and he would ask questions that you had no idea what the hell he was talking about. he could add numbers of large numbers of mathematical equations. He could do them in his head without a calculator. And he went to Boston University on a swimming scholarship and diving scholarship. He was a big diver in Manchester, Connecticut. And he had trophies all over the house from that. And he really, really did well. And I can still remember when I was 2 years old. If you can remember that far back. 2 years old, he took me out at the end of the dock and he says, "You want to go swimming?" I said, "I don't know how, Daddy." He said, "Well, this is how you're going to learn." He threw me in.
One of those. Yeah, okay.
And he went in right after me and made sure I got all right. But there is one story I want to tell. Well, I don't know, take too much of your time here.
No, go ahead. Please do.
My friends really liked him too because he was a former athletic, big guy in athletics. He would come. We have this cottage at a lake in Danielson. Matter of fact, we're in it right now, a different one, but we're in a cottage right now at Alexander's Lake. And my friends would come out, and he would come home from work about 5 o'clock, and he'd love to take dive. He built his own diving board out of this diving board material that had a lot of spring to it, and he was putting on a show almost every night. People from the area cottages would come out and watch him. But he had one little trick that dive that my friends really liked. He'd come out and he'd say, "Okay, who wants what I'm going to throw into the lake?" And he had a quarter in his hand. And he'd take the quarter and he'd throw it in the water about 20 feet past the dock. And then he'd light up a cigarette on the dock and he would do his 1, 2, 3 step, boing, jump up and dive in the water with the cigarette still lit and come up with a quarter in his hand.
That's an amazing story. No wonder your fans liked your dad. He was an entertainer as well as an athlete and successful businessman.
Yeah, he was something. Yep.
Well, book is really a lot of great stories. It's Showroom, The Saga of a Family, a Car Business, and the 7 Deadly Sins by Sam Markley. I interrupted you there for a second. What else were you going to say about your dad? I apologize for that.
Excuse me. Oh, no, I'm all set.
Okay.
We looked up. My wife looked up your biography on her thing today. You're pretty impressed. Impressive. I mean, you've done a lot in your life.
Well, I've been very.
I should be writing a book about you.
Been very fortunate. It has to be a comic book if you do that, and a short one at that. But it's been fun talking with people like you. You meet so many people, interesting people, show business authors, just normal everyday people that are out there going to work every day and trying to do the best they can. And this has been, Sam, a real pleasure to have you on the program. You talked about a book you're working on now, the one with your you talk about your dad. How soon before that might be out?
It was out first.
Oh, it was out first. I didn't realize that. So that's the first one. So that's available, right? If they go to Amazon, they should be able to find it.
Oh yeah, I have people that come in to get my autograph from once I announced that the book was at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. They'd come in with both books.
Nice.
I'd have to sign them both.
nothing wrong with that. Sam Markley is the name. And if you go to Amazon, you look for it, you just click on Sam's name, and that will take you to the other book. What was the title of the first book again?
A House Shaken.
Okay, we've got that, and then we've got this book.
Yeah, it's got a picture of a big house in the richer section of our hometown of Danville. And that's the house, and it shook a little bit with all the things my father was into that he shouldn't have been into, and but other than that, it's fine. And my brother and I share a room on the second floor, and in the closet in the room, there's a ladder going up to the attic, And I swear to my dying day, somebody walking around in that attic.
One of those in the middle of the night, you hear somebody up in the attic and you're just not real excited about going up yourself and trying to take a look and see what's going on. Well, there's another great book. You've got two by Sam Markley that you can find at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. It's been fun having Sam on the program. I want to thank Gotham Books, Inc. for arranging our conversation, bringing good books to life, GothamBooksInc.com. Sam, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Congratulations on being a successful author, and a pleasure having you with us. Thank you.
You know, Rick, this was a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be. You do a heck of a job. I appreciate that very
much. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the program to tell your story. And you can read Sam's story. He's Sean Cassidy in the book, Sam Markley in Real Life. Book available wherever books are sold. A link for Sam's Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.